Blog Talk Radio.
All right, that was Jess Skate from PJ Dakota, who was our guest on the digital meet and greet tonight. And of course, you're listening to the digital meet and greet with your host, JT, and I'm some guy named Jay, Jonathan Coleman. So let's go on ahead and bring on JT, and then we'll bring on the guest, and then we'll get this show that was already started, but we want to keep it moving. All right, let's go on ahead and bring on the host, JT. JT, how you doing?
Hey, man, what a way to start off the show. Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Jess Skate. I mean, DJ Dakota laid it down. You talking about kicking off the show on the right foot, man. That track is dope on so many different levels, man. Everybody, welcome to the digital meet and greet, for sure. JT is definitely in the building.
Oh, yes. Definitely. I'm ready to do this. And also, before I even bring on PJ Dakota, how are you doing, though? How you doing? I know you pumped up. You just heard the song. But how are you feeling, JT?
I'm feeling good, man. I mean, you talking about, you know, what a way to start off. Like, I'm still vibing to it, man. That song puts you in the mode of wanting to, you know, grab, you know, get some roller skates, man, and let's, even in the midst of what we're going through, something I hadn't done in a while, but that song makes you and puts you in a feel-good mood, like, you know, let's go get the roller skates, man, and let's see if we can spin and turn and go around that circle, man, without falling, and God knows I did a whole lot of falling you know, in my skate days. But hey, man, that's a dope way to start off the show. And I'm doing well, man. I'm feeling blessed. I mean, you know, we got another opportunity to be on the airwaves tonight and another digital meet and greet. I said epic show on deck, and we definitely kicked it off in a very epic type way. And, you know, and we have a very dope artist coming through that just, I mean, with a dope track, you know, what a way, man. I just excited about, you know, the show tonight and, you know, welcoming our guest and just talking to her more about her latest track and just music in general, because she brought a lot of energy, man, in that track. And so I can't wait to hear the energy that she got, you know, in the interview tonight. Everybody that's on the lines tonight, we definitely appreciate you being on here. And you're getting exclusive tonight, and very exclusive here on the digital meet and greet. So definitely interact. Definitely listen to the numbers when Jay gives them to you, and hit that number to dial into the show, man, and let's get your feedback and let's interact with the guests tonight. Let's have a great time tonight.
Oh yes, definitely have a great time. All right. And if you are streaming, well, hold on, let me bring on the guests first, then I'll shout out all the numbers and stuff like that for the people that's on apps and stuff. All right. PJ Dakota.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's up with you?
Hello, JT and Jonathan. How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, doing a show, doing well.
Great.
Yes. I'm going to pass the mic to JT. He's got some questions for you. And then we're going to bring some callers in to connect with you. Now, for everybody that's listening, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. And if you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1. And we'll bring you on. You can talk to PJ Dakota. Now, with the digital meet and greet, I know people are used to interviews and just, you know, people just. So when you call in, the digital meet and greet is not just an interview. It's a digital meet and greet. So if you're doing something, like if you're a producer and you want to say, hey, PJ Dakota, I want you to check out some of my beats, this is the time for it. Or if you're an artist that want to collaborate, if you're a DJ to say, hey, man, you do some drops. You know, can I get some, you know, exclusives? That's what it's for. So when y'all call in, don't call in with that, oh, it's her time to shine. I do stuff, but I just want to live. No, fuck that. It's for you to connect with the person. So definitely, we're making some connections tonight. So don't call. I'm just listening. No, you're not just listening. You're going to interact. So, yeah. All right. Let me pass the mic to JT so he can, you know, interact with you.
Yes. PJ Dakota, let me just say salute to you for the energy that you brought in the song. And as well as when we brought you on the line, that energy, I felt that. And I'm still feeling
you,
that.
Thank you so much. I've been really excited about this meet and greet. This is my first, like, something set up like that where it says it's a meet and greet. And I'm excited to talk with you guys.
We are honored to be your first. We are honored to be your exclusive. And we are honored to have you here live and in living color and in person and to just interact with you and learn a little bit more about you. And so how we do that here on the digital meet and greet is first and foremost, introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. What up, artists and future stars and the crew and everybody that's listening. My name is PJ Dakota. I'm originally from South Dakota, but I was raised in Flint, Michigan, majority of my life. And I've taken on this journey to pursue being an artist. And it's been many, many years in the making. And I finally got around to doing my project. I've been always helping everybody else. But it's my time and it's my turn. So here we are. We got a new album that's going to drop hopefully this month, if not the very first week of February. And this is the first single off the album, Just Skate.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Your time is now. It's your moment. It's nothing like God's timing. And just to hear, like I said, Just Skate, man, it came out the box. Like, it grabbed my attention. Like, as soon as I heard it, it was like, again, I'm looking for some skates that I don't even have, but I'm wanting some.
Right.
Because I'm listening to the song. I mean, so you did a hell of a job.
Thank you so much.
Out of the box and just grabbing that energy and infusing that. So great job on that. I want to know what first inspired you to write, to gravitate, to wanting to do, you know, what God blessed you with the talent to do. What was your first sign that this is, you know, making music and creating things in this industry is what you wanted to do?
Oh, wow. If we go back to me being like 3 years old, I've been singing since I was three.
Okay.
It's one of those, I'm going to say it, as a God-given thing that he gives you. Like, you know, so what you going to do with it once he give it to you? And it was for me, it was something that just won't let go. I feel like, oh, I ain't going to deal with it. Nah. It come right back, tap me back on the shoulder. Like, hey, let's get in the studio. Let's get the writing. Let's producing. It's always been something that's just in me. I love it. It's that zone. You know, think of the zone. Everybody's had it at some point when they're in a zone, whether you're cooking, whether you're driving, whatever it is, basketball, football, whatever, that zone. And I get into that zone, and, man, it's everything to me. And so I can't see myself doing anything else but this.
What did it feel like when you heard your song playing live tonight? What was going through your mind? What was that energy like going on inside of you?
Oh, man. I'm actually videotaping this session as we talk, and you look back on it, and you'll see this huge smile come across my face because I didn't know it, you know, the show was going to open up like that. It's always a good feeling to hear your song being played on a radio, on a blog set, whatever it is. It's just awesome, you know, because it's that all the hard work and time and energy that you put in something, and then it finally, you release it to the world, and you know, you hope it sticks. And everything so far has been really good. The good feedback from the song, and I'm glad you guys like it. And man, it's just awesome. Thank you.
So, without a doubt, who were some of the people that you listened to growing up and kind of had an influence on your style? Talk, you know, a few artists that you could gravitate to and say, you know what, that had an, you know, that motivated me. I got a little bit of this in me. What were some of the artists who did you listen to coming up?
Oh, wow. It's a lot. I go back to, because this was the type of music that was being played in the house at the time. So, you know, you can pick anybody from Motown. But I appreciate people like Smokey Robinson. And not necessarily for singing. He can sing, but he was a hell of a writer. And a lot of the writing that was done for Motown was him. So you look back on his song and go, man, why is this song so classic? Why? It was because of his writing style. So I paid attention to that. Johnny Mathis, he just a smooth voice. Just, I don't know. And the style of writing back then compared to now is like so different. But, you know, they were true love stories. They were true, you know, true dance tracks, those type of things, and it made you want to dance and sing and whatever. So I gravitated toward it. You know, we can name the all tops, you know, Prince, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie. Damn sure Lionel Richie, because he was a hell of a songwriter. The lyrics and writing was my thing. I could write, all, you know, back then, and that was what I did. I wrote poems, and then my poems turned into songs. So I paid attention to the writings of the songs that I liked. So that's how all of it kind of came together. Like, man, I like that song. How did they write that? So I started paying attention to the structure of the songs and the melodies and everything, and it just all came together and created PJ Dakota.
You know what? When I thought about what you just said, in my mind just came, when I heard Just Skate, it made me think about the first time that I heard Dancing on the Ceiling.
Right.
Looking at the music video, when you said that, it just came to mind. I was like, yeah, that was that same feeling. Like, the song was so different, so dope, and that's what you did with this song, Just Skate. So, that just lined up perfectly, and it makes so much sense now thinking about it. That is so dope on so many different levels. So,
yeah, and I don't want to take away because I still like, you know, Janet Jackson and Chris Brown and all these younger folks that's out now, DaBaby, all that. I pay attention to all of it. I don't have I only listen to this type of music. I listen to it all, and I love it. I can name Wham and Def Leppard and all that because the MTV times was the shit. So all of that, I take it all in, and it all makes, it's, you know, you take pieces of the puzzle, and it makes me.
So not boxing yourself in, but what genre would you say your music falls up under?
Yep. I'm sorry, say one more time.
Would it a little bit of everything? You just can't title it one thing. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but I guess if you had to pick it, it would be like, it's like hip-hop, R&B and hip-hop.
Okay. Which, I'm be honest with you, just listening to the song tonight,
mm-hmm.
like, there's no way that you could just fit in a category. You were made
exactly.
to stand out.
Exactly.
And that's
pop could definitely fall into that, too.
Yeah. Pop, R&B, hip-hop.
Yeah.
All of those above, you're crashing on those charts. Like that song, worldwide tonight, is everybody listening to the Digital Meet and Greet tonight, worldwide, we have just put something else in the atmosphere for you to go do your TikTok to, for you to create a dance to, for you to get on the roller derby and make that thing pop off just skate.
Yes, thank you.
I will say, when you think about putting your music out, and we got the time capsule out. When you think about this, now will live on forever and ever and ever. What does that mean to you as you create your legacy in music? You've been writing, you've been doing things for others, but now you're putting yourself front and center. What ultimately do you want people to know about PJ Dakota and the type of music that you bring to the table?
Oh, wow. Exactly what you're saying, longevity. You know, great writer, great songwriter, great producer, definitely somebody you can go to and call on to give you what it is you need. So if you're looking for music, I can write it for you. If you're looking for tracks, I can produce it for you. So you want to be able to provide solid product, lyrically, musically, the whole package. And I believe that I can do that. We felt that when we did this song that we was able to deliver that. And hearing you say it now, you're only confirming it. So thank you so much.
Let's bring the roses to the table while people are able to hear it. Shout out
some of
the people behind the scenes that's been on your team and helping you bring all this thing to reality.
Oh yes, let me give a shout out to my homie for sure, Angela McClendon. She exactly her idea. She had been like follow me for like 2 years, and you know how you run into people, hey PJ, what's up, man? Can you write me a song about skating? And I never understood what she really wanted me to do, and she finally cornered me up and was like, look, hear the track, just say something in the song about skating. And I was like, all right then. So I did. This is what we came up with. Man, my crew with Daydream Productions, thank y'all so much, and my mom and dad. I don't know, and just God, you just give me the ability to be able to do this.
I'm glad you're practicing, because you fell right into what I wanted you to do. You need to be practicing for those awards that's coming, because you're going to be saying that speech. Trust and believe. You keep putting out great tracks like this single right here. There's no doubt within my mind that the overflow of blessings are going to come off the music that you're creating. Again, this is why we do the digital meet and greet, so people can hear the real stars. You know what I'm saying? You might think it's all about what you hear on terrestrial radio, but it's not. We have people, the diamonds in the rough, much like PJ Dakota, that is writing great music, producing great stuff, putting out great tracks like Just Skate. We're going to press the gas and keep it going and let you know that there are dope artists out there like PJ Dakota that's doing their thing. And we got them here live, got her here live on the Digital Meet and Greet. And this is where it's at. It's about right now. We ain't talking about the future. She is right now. So you better be dialing up the phone, hitting the one on the button, and get in and talk to PJ Dakota tonight, because she is dope on so many different levels. Let's get it. Jay, what you got for me, man? What's up?
Oh yes, well let's go ahead and bring on some callers. Let's see who's wanting to talk to PJ Dakota. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota. If you're streaming from your phone right now, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. like I said, let's talk, let's connect. That's what we do the digital meet and greets for, so we can connect and make some connections. And hey, I do this. How can I build with you? How can I connect with you? Let's do that. I know a lot of y'all are listening. I know you're streaming and stuff, and you like to inbox me and go, Jay, this is a dope show. But no. Stay out of my inbox and call in. Don't do that. Jay, I'm a promoter, right? And I do shows. Can I book her? Yeah, listen, call into the show and ask her. That's what we do this for. So. Also, while we're doing that, PJ Dakota, are you recording this live? Is it like a Facebook Live, or are you just kind of like recording? You're gonna release it later.
I'm going to re-release it later. It was just on my little camcorder.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say let's get on Facebook Live and share it. If it was gonna, if you want to do it, hey, let's do it. It's more the merrier. Definitely tag us in it and we'll share it out. Oh yes. And I wanted to ask you, how much do you charge for your beats? You produce and stuff. If an artist want to get a track from you, how much do you charge, do you negotiate? Is it a sliding scale?
It's a sliding scale, but it starts like at $150. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, it's gonna change real soon.
Once the market value and everything get the buzz, hey, my name is too too hot.
Exactly. Talk to my manager.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and take on some calls right quick. Let's see who we got. Caller in the 972-802. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Toya.
Toya, how you doing? Let's throw some.
I got
yes. now, Toya. Well, I'll let you speak before I put all that. Well, actually,
you can go ahead.
Definitely. Toya, she has Poetic Expressions. It's an online boutique. And you all that's listening, you can go to www.poetic-expressions.com. She has a lot. The website is relaunched, and it's a new face to a new layout. You got to check it out. The store is a little easier to navigate now. So for everybody that's listening, all the women, she has a lot of clothes. For the women, but the men stuff is coming. But right now, women's clothes, a lot of hot fashion. Go to www.poetic-expressions.com. Don't spell the word hyphen, put a hyphen. Poetic-expressions.com. PJ Dakota, you definitely gotta get in something from Poetic Expressions.
When
you're doing one of your new videos, rock one of the clothes from the store.
For sure. I definitely support it.
Oh, yes. I'm going to pass the mic to Toya. She can talk to you.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, like he was indicating, my name is LaToya. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Currently working on trying to figure out Twitter, but I am on Facebook and Instagram, as well as I'm on Clubhouse if you're an iPhone user. You can search by my name, LaToya Williams, or by the boutique, Poetic Expressions Boutique. You can Google it, Instagram it, all the above. It will come up. I am undergoing kind of rebranding my business and everything. So I did switch my platform over to make things a little more seamless and easier. We now have a wish list option, a pre-order option. We also now accept Bitcoin for transactions your orders and everything like that. And currently right now, I am offering a 10% off for everyone that does subscribe to the account to our website. So it's 10% off your first order. I will have more things coming down the line. I'm constantly adding stuff and shopping and looking for new things. So just follow us, a simple share, like, anything. It helps. I know, understand that everyone may not be able to purchase anything, but a simple share and a like is enough for me. So I appreciate you guys for this platform and the opportunity to share my brand.
Great, great, great. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your sizes?
So I do range from your petite up to your plus size women. So it just really depends on exactly what it is that you're going for.
Okay.
One of my 4+ size, it's a little bit more, I don't want to say difficult to shop 4+ size.
Mm-hmm.
However, the quality has to be a lot better, which typically is going to yield a little bit more expensive products for our plus size. So I try to keep a range to where it's affordable, but also I'm not compromising quality with comfortability. I'm really big on quality and trying to make sure that things are comfortable, but we all know as women, sometimes you can't be cute and comfortable at the same time. You're uncomfortable somewhere.
Exactly. No. The size range is perfect for me. That was my concern. My chest is a little bit bigger than normal, so that's usually where I get caught up at. So, no, you
good.
That's
right, girl. Child. Well, I'm busty. So that's a problem that I have. I'm slim, but I'm busty. I'm only 5'4", and I'm in a G cup. So you can only imagine.
Okay, I'm 5'2". Oh, well, I'm 5'3", so yes, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Well, I hope they,
baby,
post your stuff up. So.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I hope they post your links, so I'll definitely share it on my pages and everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm working on some other things for you guys, but right now, yes, that's about the most I have going. We have a pop-up shop actually coming up next Saturday. Oh, Jesus, time is flying by.
Mm-hmm.
It is here in Dallas. That is also on my Instagram, and I'll be updating my Facebook again with that information too.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And perhaps in the future, PJ Dakota could come down there in Texas and perform at one of the pop-up shops, you know.
She did say, dog, I had just moved to Texas, and I just moved back. I was in, 25 minutes out of Texas. I was there. Oh, man.
Dang, that would have been I know, what was it, last year, PJ? You said?
No, this was, it'd be last year. Yeah, you got to keep forgetting we were in January. But, yes, I was there the end of August and part of September. Yeah, I was there for about 2-3 months, and then I had to move back.
Ah.
But
well,
I'll come
shoot,
back. Hey,
time...
I love Texas.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a great opportunity to perform and rock the clothes and everybody connecting. Hey.
Yeah, we're doing meet and greet there.
Yes, if that's allowed, LaToya, in the future.
Yes, and every event is going to be different. This particular event that I'm doing is being hosted by someone else. And what they're doing is they're gathering a lot of Black-owned businesses to basically show Black excellence. And they're just having those different vendors show up, and everybody come just in your regular everyday self. You can get hair, makeup, massages, all kinds of things that are going on at this particular event. Some of the other pop-up shops that I do, they do allow performers or not. So it really just all depends on if I'm going to be setting it up, which I'm not there just yet, or if I'm partaking in someone else's. But I'm more than happy and willing to put anyone on and share you guys' information without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Trying to get all these people on this line to call in. One of them is my sister-in-law, and she is so scared.
Ah, well, if she can call in, she welcome. You know, we all family on the line. We ain't going to say nothing.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we ain't going to say nothing crazy, but I probably already have. You know, but definitely, LaToya, I'm definitely glad you called in and share that again. That link, actually, you know what? You plug the links, and I'm actually putting it out there, but, you know, definitely shout the links out again.
Okay, my website is www.poetic-expressions.com. Instagram is poetic_expressions_boutique, and Facebook is Poetic Expressions Boutique.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take some more callers. LaToya, since you're one of the proud sponsors, do you want to chill out on the line too, or you want to just, what do you want to do? We're still going to take the rest of the calls, though.
Oh, I'm going to hang out. I'm working and listening at the same time.
All right, good. Well, I'm going to keep your mic open just in case you want to, you know, shout something out. Well, let's go ahead and take the next caller. Oh, and again, let me shout the number back out. For anybody that's streaming on an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota about her single, Just Skate. For anybody that's just tuning in and you didn't get the chance to hear it at the beginning, we'll play it again, you know, later on. It's a real dope song, so anybody that didn't get a chance to check it out, you'll get a chance to check it out soon. All right, so let's go ahead and take the next caller. Caller in the 315, I think I know who this is. Caller in the 315-439, you're on the air. Who is this?
What's up, Jay and JT? Joining Joe Hunter, host of the Joe Podcast.
Yes, J.O., how you doing?
I'm going good.
Yes.
I just had to ask a question. How's it going, PJ Dakota, first of all? I just want to see how you was doing.
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in. I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before I get started with the question, I just wanted to let you know I just like the network. I have a podcast, and I was wondering if you'd like to be a guest. And if you would like to be a guest, just give me a time. We can get a set, and we can get it rolling.
Yes, I would love to be on your podcast.
Okay, that's what's up. So you said you had a project. So can you tell me a little bit more about your project and what direction you was going in towards your project?
Well, actually, the project is finished, but I do have some future projects. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm talking about your project, like, right now. So, like, what was it like? How did it feel to get? I know you talked about it, like, what was going through your mind when you was creating it? I'm just saying, like, when you were creating your project that just dropped.
Okay. Oh, man. This particular song, you know, like you say, you come up with the concept, and I think the census has been that I touched on, like, all the essence of what skating is about. It's, you know, that's the census that I'm getting. And it was based off of my own personal experience. When I go to the skating rink, you know what I'm saying, I ain't the best of skaters. So I'm that one that's holding on to the edge as you go around, you know, hoping that you don't fall. Or I'm the one in the middle trying to dance when the song is on. And you just pay attention. So I just wrote from experience of what I would see and what I saw when I did go skating. But it was a great feeling.
Okay, the last question, because I know we got a lot of callers. I was wondering, what do you think about the Capitol Hill situation that just happened?
I think it's terrible on so many levels. I'm so lost for words. It's really bad. It was very terrible. That the whole, it's a black and white thing, y'all, and it's never, I don't know, it showed its true self that day. So, but it's very bad.
Okay, thank you. Babby, I appreciate it for y'all letting me come on and ask some questions.
Inbox me and we can set up a date.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, J.O. We're going to throw some claps on it for you. Yes, I would definitely connect you both. Y'all definitely check out the J.O. Hunter podcast on Anchor and anywhere else you can listen to it as well. Let's go ahead and keep the phone lines going. Anybody that's streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to PJ Dakota, the woman behind Just Skate. And we'll play it again definitely later on in the program for all those that's just now tuning in that didn't get a chance to hear it. And let's go ahead and take the next caller. Oh, and like I said, if you're streaming from your phone already, that means you've already dialed the number. All you got to do is just press 1. Just press 1 if you're already dialed the number, and we'll bring you on. And we're taking everybody in order, so don't get impatient and all that. If you get out of line, you just got to wait again. All right. Caller in the – oh, things not – okay, here we go. Caller in the 704-953. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, everyone. It's Ashley.
Ashley,
hello.
How you doing?
How you doing, Ashley?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question for PJ Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to hear your song. I'm just now tuning in, but how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, wow, good question. As an artist, very energetic, very entertaining, worth you spending that $10 or whatever it is on a CD, on a show, whatever. I support my fans. I believe in my fans. I think all-around great entertainer as far as an artist goes. I bring a lot to the table.
It's great. It's great.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we're going to play her song again real soon. So Ashley, if you're hanging out with us, you could definitely check it out again. We'll be playing it again soon. Definitely thank you for calling in, Ashley. And, oh, Ashley, you, PJ, Ashley
yes.
also reviews music. You know,
oh,
she reviews music
okay.
on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, so Ashley, tell about the show that you're a part of on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm part of this, I guess, YouTube, I'll say live review thing with my friends. One of them, it's for his YouTube channel. It's his name is Reg, and we do live reviews all the time on different artists. We reviewed a lot of hip hop artists, R&B artists. We even reviewed some soul artists, and we review other stuff besides music. We review like certain like other topics, like certain books and TV shows and things like that.
Oh, great. I would love to come in and send you some of my songs to review.
What was your Instagram and Facebook that you have?
PJ Dakota? Just type in PJ Dakota. I will come up.
Okay.
Good, good. Yes, definitely, Ashley. Thank you for connecting. We definitely got to make that connection and see what Reg thinks about PJ Dakota's music and you know, have you all review it. I would like if you guys could review Yesterday Night Tape one day. But, yes.
Okay.
So,
I'll get back with Reg and we'll see what we can do.
Definitely. That'll be great. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say or anything before we go to the next caller?
No, that was it.
All right, definitely. All right, after this next caller, we're going to play the song again. So for anybody that didn't listen, we're just going to do it after the next caller. So let's go ahead and take the next caller. And callers, like I said, if you backed up, you're just going to have to wait after the song now. Let's go ahead and take this caller. Caller in the 586-764. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is Walter Perry Lee.
Walter
Hello.
Perry Lee, how you doing?
Good, good.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
you got a question.
Oh, yeah,
go ahead.
I wanted Yeah, I'd like to know more about your material, your project.
Oh, great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The project is, like I said, it can fall in between R&B, hip-hop, and pop. This is the first single from it, Just Skate. The next single that we will be coming out with, it falls more on an inspirational slash gospel feel called The Devil Is a Lie. We got some slow ballads. So I sing and I rap, but my main thing is really singing. But I give you just a mixture of everything on the album, so I look forward to you guys hearing it. Hopefully this month. If not, like I said, it'll be that first week of February.
Okay, because, you know, I'm from Michigan, too, near Detroit.
Okay.
And I'm also a writer, an artist, and writing script. I write films and television shows. I just got a book out for Walter Dreamer Jenna, and I'm making, and I'm just working on my first, we're going to redo the pilot for the TV series of it, too.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm doing a remake of a black version of I Dream of Jeannie sitcom.
Oh, nice. Well, I would love to work with you in any music or anything, because we do video production as well. So, man, just call, you know, hit me up. We'll come out and help you.
Okay, let's do that, because I got a meeting that I had a couple of days ago, and we were talking about doing this project. And we decided to do a production of me, Mike Johnson, and Hudson Shaw together working on one called, a production called The Better Made Production.
Oh, okay. I think I know Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson Shaw, he's gonna help me out with my projects, and he wants to act in one of my projects as well. I'm going to be in his, and it's kind of like, you know, work together as a team.
Okay.
And along with my production company called Walter Lamb Production, that's why I need some support on bringing it together too.
Okay, no problem. Are you guys, who you guys going to try to shop it to?
So again?
Who you guys trying to shop it to once it's done?
Well, I was thinking about sending it to different areas. Like, okay, Baseball Production, I think they would like to give it a shot. They want to try it. And they have connection with BET and on, they said. So I'm going to get with them as well as others, too.
Okay, great. Look,
so you guys want to help out, let me know.
Yeah, definitely. I said, let's network.
Okay, because I got a book out of it too, online at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. If you wanna pick up a copy of my book, Walter Dreamer Jenna, it's online too.
For sure. Definitely, let's share information, because I actually have a podcast show that I do called the Say What Show, and I would love to interview you about your book.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yep.
Okay. And I'd like to check out your materials, too.
Yes, actually, you can type in PJ Dakota. There's, like, three other songs out that you can listen to, as well as with Jess Gate. And like I said, the whole album will be out sometime this month.
Okay, maybe we can work something for a soundtrack for my project.
Oh,
and you can put your songs into our minds, too.
Okay, great. Sound like a plan.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely, Walter.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Before we play the song, which that's what we're going to do next, anything you want to just your social medias? I'm gonna connect y'all. Anybody that's called in and you say, hey, I want to connect with PJ Dakota, I'm going to get you to her, just in case you didn't get the Instagram, something like that, even though it's PJ Dakota, but still, I'll still make sure y'all connected. Walter, is there anything else you want to say before we play the song?
Well, I think everything is okay. I think that's it. And you guys want to buy my book? It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Great.
Definitely. Walter Dreamer Jenna, is it?
Yep.
Walter Dreamer Jenna. We're gonna check the book out. Let's throw some claps on it
okay.
for you.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you. Definitely. Appreciate it, Walter. You guys connect. And,
you're welcome.
We want to get ready to play the song. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Now, for anybody, hey, you just got to wait now because we're going to play the song. For anybody that's missed it, PJ Dakota's Just Skate. Okay, hold on. Where'd it go? pardon me. We're going to find that song. I just had a big library of stuff that's in the system. Okay, I should have been ready. Here we go. Just Skate.
Oh, yes.
All right. That was Just Skate again. For anybody that missed it, for the people that was tuning in, oh, yeah. And if you guys want to say anything, if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1. If you are streaming from an app, a third-party website, a link, anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. Oh yes! Now I'm gonna pass the mic back to JT. I know he got some more things he wanted to chop it up with you about before we bring on some more callers.
For sure.
Yeah, back on me. PJ, I want to ask you, and thinking about your song and listening to the track again, just try to talk about the messages you wanted to get out there as far as Just Skate to your fans as people are listening to it. What was the thought process when you wrote the song, and now that you hear it completed, did you get the message that you wanted to get out there when you initially wrote the song?
Yes. Actually, I did. you know, it's the initial when somebody tell you, hey, write me a song about skating. That's not like your average topic that you're going to write about anyway. You know, we all talking about love and money and the club. And she's like, you know, give me just skate. So I can only write on what my own experience was. So all of that is, everything in there is me, you know, getting ready for the, you know, for skating, prepping. We got to get the clothes right. And, you know, and then you get to the skate spot and you're tying up the laces, all that, and getting on the floor and all that, you know, and the DJ changing the songs, making it fast and slow. Now you got to try to do the reverse thing. I can't do that, man. That's just, ah. So it was that process of, you know, how does skating make me feel when I go to the skating rink, you know, eating the food. You know, if you get to those, you have those skating rinks that offer the food, then you know, get the pizza and the popcorn, and you sit down and you watch. I fed up all of that. And so it gave me a really good feeling as I wrote it, because then I could see it. I felt it. I was like, man, it's almost like I'm there. Yeah, I'm feeling that. And it just, it flowed very well with that track. So it all worked together.
Definitely. I felt that energy as well. And so I wanted to ask you about the creative side of it. How much easier or challenging, which side of it was it with technology? Did technology make it easier to create the vision you had for the track, or was it more challenging?
I guess it was more easy. Do you mean like when you say technology, you mean equipment wise or recording wise? What do you mean?
Yeah, recording wise, equipment wise. When you think about putting together a project, did technology make it easier to do it, or was it more challenging for you?
Oh, okay. No. This is easy. This is cakewalk stuff. I've been recording and producing for years. So, you know, you got to go back to when we still had CDs and when you still had tape decks and things like that and ADATs and all that. We don't use none of that mess no more. But back then, you know, go back to when we didn't even have that, and you had your two radios that you made face-to-face, and you had to push record and go back over it.
Yeah.
You come to where you are now, man, it's a cakewalk, man. Push a button and it's done. You know, you got, what is it, Fruity Loops or whatever, where they got the beats made up for you. You just drop them and you make a beat or whatever. But I'm an original producer. I sit there and I play my stuff out. So this stuff today is so easy. The recording process is my favorite process, and I love it. But it's the easy part. The hard part in all of this is your marketing and your promoting, because if you don't have those avenues or know people or know somebody, your music's not going to go anywhere. So luckily I know people like Jonathan Coleman and you guys to help me get my voice out there, get my sound out there, get my look out there. I love you guys to death for that. And, yeah, so that's the hard part. The technology part is the easy part.
And I'll be remiss. We are on the digital meet and greet. We are connecting.
Yeah.
I have to extend the invitation for you to come to Big Woo Radio and drop the single as well, and come on our shows and you know, let's interview up and let's talk and introduce you to the Big Woo Radio audience as well.
I love it. I'm there.
We definitely will look forward to having you on our airways and definitely chopping up with you, because like I said, the energy that you bring, that's the type of energy that you want. It reminds you of great music, you know,
mm-hmm.
and why you fall in love with music. And it takes me to my next question, too. When did you discover? We know you started singing at an early age, but when did you discover that you really had a love for music? Like, I really love what I do. I love creating music. When did you come to that point when you realized you was about that life, that music life?
I'm being serious and honestly when I tell you, at 3 years old, dude, it was about songwriting, it was about producing back then. Even then, you know, the notepads,
yeah,
or whatever. You know, you watch the Grammy Awards and watch your favorite artists win the awards and you go, oh my God, that's what I do, but how do I get to that level? So there was always things around me that motivated me to want to continue moving on. And so there was always the process, okay, then that's what I want to do, but how do I get there? So, you know, you go to school, you read the books, you take the class, you do whatever you got to do to get there. And so throughout the years, I've gotten closer and closer and closer. And the industry changed on us. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like how it used to be. Now it's truly independent. You're really independent. You got to do it all yourself. So now we're at that point, you know. So now you're still moving forward, but now it's all you. So it's really about getting that team together and everything. But, man, it's always been that. It's truly been, I know I'm going to be a superstar. No one was ever going to tell me otherwise.
It all starts with you. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
You were your first biggest fan. So when you put something out, you've got to believe in it first.
Yep.
Because if you don't believe in your own project, how do you expect the masses to believe in it?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It all starts with you. So that's dope on so many different levels. I was remiss to even ask you, thinking about the fact that you got a project together and dropped a single, what was the challenge? Was there any challenges with the pandemic, or did that make you focus more and concentrate more on getting the project out?
Oh, my God, it made me concentrate more. So in the beginning, when it first happened, unfortunately, I was just let go of my job. The pandemic had been called the pandemic, and they literally had closed everything down that day. So here I am.
Wow.
No job, no money. My project is, like, right here to be finished, and I can't make no moves. So for, like, probably, like, the first 2 months of the year, I was, like, in depressed mode. And that's not a good place to be in, but it wasn't the depressed mode because, oh, you know, I can't get my album out. No. We couldn't move, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't do your normal thing. And I'm a go, go, go person. I'm always busy. Anybody know me? I'm always doing something. I was busy, which required me to be out. And it was like, no, everything's closed down. You can't do nothing. It was like, oh, my God, what in the world? And you know, you know, in your mind, you're saying, this is not going to last forever, but damn it, it's happening right now. How do I move forward? And I, you know, so it took me about 2 months to get out of that. I got out of that, and it was like, go back in the studio, called the studios to see which ones were still open, because, like I say, everything was closed. And the ones that were still open, like, dude, we're still open. Just come in, wear your mask. Don't bring no extra people with you. Keep your mask on the whole time. Only when it's time for you to record, let's go. And that's all I needed. We went back in the studio, got the mixing and mastering, and here we are.
I will ask you, how important is your studio time? Like, the time that you're in the studio, your preparation for it, and going in there and doing work, what kind of mentality are you in when you're in that studio?
Oh, wow. For me, I'm really it depends on the session, too. You know, if you're going in there and I'm doing something from scratch, then I'm kind of more laid back because I just want to let the flow happen, like whatever comes to me, and I'm vibing off, and that's what we will produce. But if I come in and I know I'm working on a song and this is a song and this is how it needs to go, all that, man, I'm so focused. I don't really like a lot of people in my session. If you're not the drummer or the keyboard player or the piano player, you ain't in my session. I'm very focused. Let's get it done. And when I come in the studio, I already know my song. You understand what I'm saying? I have practiced it like a million times before I come in there. So we're going to get it in, get it done. I've been called the one-time wonder, because I come in and I can lay it down one time exactly how I want.
One take. You know what
one
I'm saying?
Take.
First take, one take. No
yep.
doubt. That's the way to be right there. So this is your time, DJ. I know that we got some heavy hitters on the line tonight, and I know
okay.
we got some DJs on the line tonight. So
okay.
this is your moment in time to sell them. Why should they listen to your song, and why should DJs put your song in their playlist? This is your time to let them know the why part of it.
All right. Well, what's up, DJs and everybody that's listening? It's your girl, PJ Dakota. Thank you so much for calling in and listening. I believe that my music is great music. I believe I offer a great sound that's been missing in the industry for a long time, even for the radio. I think we can change what's on the radio. As long as we as artists out there and artists that's listening, please put the time in with your music so they can come out good. Get you a good person that's going to mix and master your songs, okay? Those things matter, and I put that time into my music. So, DJs, I'm not throwing you junk. I'm throwing you hits, and I'm throwing you good, solid music that you will be wanting and willing to want to play. That's why I think I should be on your show and you should play my song, and I'm going to keep hitting you with hits, back after back after back, okay? Bam, there you go. PJ Dakota.
Get it, got it. Understand it for what it is. Hey, I'm back. I kick it back to my man, some guy named Jay. I can't put nothing else to that. You said that. What you got for me, Jay?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, you said a lot of great things. Excuse me. You know, I'm going to shout out that number again. For anybody that's streaming from the phone, excuse me, if you're streaming from the phone, all you got to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link, anything like that, you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. Caller in the 502-712. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is Shalika. Hey, guys. How are you?
Shalika, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Hello, PJ Dakota. I really enjoyed your single.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. The beat, the music, everything.
Thank you.
I was just going to be real quick, ask you what great musicians out there that you admire and that inspire and motivate yourself?
Oh, musicians. One of my favorite would be like Kenny G. He killed the sax. Wynton Marsalis, I had an awesome time. I had a chance to meet up with him. He's so down to earth. I love him. Miles Davis, Stevie Wonder, and y'all got to understand, Stevie Wonder is a musician. He is a singer, but he's a musician. I like Jonathan Butler, and I'm probably naming people that through there, but who was that? But y'all got to be into the jazz. I like a lot of jazz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's a lot, but yeah, those are like the main ones.
I know, it's a lot, right.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, you can just tell.
That's right,
girl. I love it.
Child.
I love your music. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was
original
and authentic, you know, and not something that you hear, like, all the time. I love hearing something different, and when I was listening to your music, I was like, okay, yes, that's something. You've given us something different, and I like that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you all have a good night. I'm going to let everyone else call in and have some calls, but I just want to tell you again, I love it.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. All right,
have a good night.
All right, you too. Yes.
Yes.
All right. That caller that was calling from the 919, if you're still streaming from something, just call back. We'll bring you on. You just got to be patient. You know, sometimes a caller just want to ask one question, and you might just assume, oh, that person's going to take a long time. I just call, See, now you got to wait again because you got out of line. All she did was say, hey, I love a single. They talked about some jazz artists, and then you're going to hang up. See, it was quick. See, that the internet got us spoiled like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything fast and quick. 2 seconds? Fuck this. I got shit to do. Okay. All right, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website, link, anything like that, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. We're talking to PJ Dakota. And if you're streaming from your phone right now, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, you know, I got some questions myself, but I want to just give it back to JT. I know... Just back and forth right quick, and then I'm going to ask my questions after JT, and then we'll take some more calls right quick.
Okay. All right, PJ, back with you. I'm just thinking about the Just Skate. It put me in the mindset thinking back to the ATL when I was watching that and T.I. and then was in the roller derby and roller skates.
Yeah.
And I was like, what else on the project can you reveal and talk about what's coming as far as the project as itself when the album drops. What can your fans look forward to?
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question, but you said something that sparked something. The young lady who I mentioned earlier, Angela McClendon, she was actually in Roll Bounce and I think the ATL too. She is
a
professional skater.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so this is what she do. So, and also everybody, this is a single, but there's also a music video to it. So you guys can type in PJ Dakota on YouTube and check out the music video.
Oh, without a doubt. Go to YouTube and check out the visual. I'm going myself. I want to see the visual myself. So
exactly. Yeah, we shot it and edited and everything. So, and there will be a part two. I'm gonna get to your question. I ain't forgot. There will be a part two to this video. We're gonna do actually a all kids version.
Oh wow, wow, that's dope. So what was it like putting the visual to the song? Like bringing it all the way to life. What was that part like?
It was actually real great, crazy. Like, let's see. Do I even tell this side of the story? You put the call out, you know, because there's a ton of skaters, and only a few showed up. And I appreciate and bless, you know, the ones that came out. Thank y'all so much for coming out. It was going to rain that day, y'all. Oh, my God. The camera guy who was supposed to, that was initially going to be hired to do it, bailed on us. Well, I tell you, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. And some quick phone calls came. The true skater showed up. The camera people came, a whole new crew came. The video shoot started on time and ended on time. It did not rain. We wrapped up. We got all the shots that we wanted. Everybody had a great time. And we packed up everything, walked in the house, and it started pouring raining. Thank you, God. He was on our side that day. That's how that went down.
You know what? And it's funny because you – sometimes you got to look at it like, man, expect the unexpected. I got to prepare mentally. And a lot of times, some of the greatest things that we do, everything up under the sun goes wrong, but nobody really knows except for you because y'all created it. So you know the things that were supposed to be.
Right.
But then, your fans can't, they'd be like, oh, that was such a dope video. Oh, you don't know what I went through and some of the things that happened that didn't happen. But you still got a dope product. So, it's anything that you do, anything you plan, there's going to always be something that doesn't go exactly right. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure the video is dope. I can't wait to check it out. But you can appreciate it even more when you know, this was supposed to be this, but you know what? We still got it done. We still did our thing. We still put a dope visual out. That's what makes it cool.
Yep, and so a lot of the skaters you guys are going to see there are actually from the Michigan area, but a lot of them are from overseas. So there's a concept like right in the beginning where it shows her throwing something. She's throwing the wheel, the roller skate wheel, to England or to London or whatever. So everybody throws it to the next spot. So the next person that catches it is actually a skater that's from London. And then the next one, I think, is from, what was it? I think somebody was from Africa. So it was, she made that call out and we said, hey, can you guys send us footage of you guys dancing or, skating? And they sent it to us and we chopped it up and made the video.
Wow, that's dope. I mean, that's dope. When you think about some of the things that are actually going and happening, it makes it, very interesting. Let me go back and ask you about a song that I was very interested in that I did watch a visual to as well.
Okay.
And that's the song I'm Sorry. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yes. Oh my God. If anybody knows or recognizes the hook on that, that is the hook from Wham or George Michael's Careless Whisper. And the concept of the song is most of the time men are always the one, or we expect the men to be the one that's always got to apologize. And I believe women should apologize, too. So in this one, and even in the visual, I'm cheating, I get caught, and I'm trying to tell my man I'm sorry. And at the end of it, he actually cheating on me. So, yeah, that was the whole concept of that video.
So that was, there were so many different things in that visual. And I had brought it up for a reason, because I think, you know, you being able to bring it to life and just talking about that and looking at the visual to it, like, it's a deeper message in there. And so mm-hmm. you're just not, you're not just putting stuff out there just to be, oh, here it is, it's my name, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're actually putting a method to the madness. And see, that's a lost art, you know what I'm saying, in the industry today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, salute to you for that. And again, the visuals were just skate. I can't wait to check it out. And I'm just in awe when you think about the visual part, it's supposed to make sense. It's supposed to bring everything full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about everybody, you know, skating and having a good time and,
yeah.
you know, some of the things that go on in that visual, just looking at, you know, some of the attire and the movement in that video, because of technology, I'm able to look, you know what I'm saying, at the visual as I'm speaking to you. That's just technology.
Yeah.
And I'm like, from, you know, just thinking about how you piece the visual together from what I've seen, it's like the colors. Like, think about the color coordination and the different backgrounds that you wanted, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, in the song. And it's like, when you think about what it took to put that production together, like, I know it means something different to you when you hear your song, like I asked you earlier.
Yeah.
Or when you see a video, or when somebody sees it, how do you react to people when they come back to you and say, oh, you know, your song was so dope, and I really, you know, I love the movement and the energy in it. How does that make you feel as an artist?
It's wonderful. It's the greatest feeling in the world, because you finally see the fruits of your labor come to life, you know, through other people. So, I'm ecstatic every time somebody come and say, man, I saw your video and I liked it. And I just, man, you're just cheesing from, you know, one end to the other. And just remain humble with it. You know, I ain't got no big head with it at all, but I definitely welcome the accolations, you know, from people who watch my video or listen to my song, or you know, and I'm glad they get something out of it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a really important part as well. So if you haven't seen the visual to Just Skate, roll on over to the YouTube, type in the artist PJ Dakota, Just Skate. Have whichever one you type in first, both they gonna come up, and click on the play button. I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy the final product and what was put out. And kudos
yeah.
to everybody who was in this video and made
oh, yeah.
the thing happen along with you. It was just, you know, it looks dope. I'm finished. I'm, like I say, I'm watching it as we're talking.
Cool.
And it's just amazing to think about the song and then to put the visual with it. That is going to be a proud moment. So salute to you on that.
Thank you. And I want to go back to your original question. And
yeah.
You guys had asked me to give some shout out to the people who helped me put this together. I forgot to mention my boy Michael Richardson. He helped me with the final portion of the editing. Thank you, Michael. But you asked me what do the world have, you know, what are they going to get out of my album. It's kind of like how we're talking about now. They're stories. Like you say, I don't just throw a song together and just put it out. You're going to get something out of every song. Every song and the flow of it flows great together. We put them in a certain order because we felt it needed to flow a certain way. And I got a couple of features on it. So shout out to everybody that's on it is from Flint, Michigan. So I love you guys for that. And I just think it's something on the album. If you don't like one, nothing else, you're gonna at least like one song. But I know you're gonna like more than one. So I'm confident in that, you know, without being conceited, or, you know, to sounding conceited or anything. I just know it's a solid album, and I'm so proud of it because I put so much time into it.
I saw
oh,
someone
yes.
in itself. It yep. said a lot. I'm kicking to my man, Jay.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. We got some more callers that want to chop it up.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take them real quick. Caller in the 562-225. You're on the air. Who is this?
Lady Z, how are you?
Lady Z, how you doing?
Yes. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to say, TJ Dakota, I heard you was on the meet and greet today, so I wanted to meet you because I watched your video and I loved it. And I just want to say kudos to you for making some positive, fun music.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching it. If I can I ask you to like it and maybe leave a comment?
Oh, yeah. I think I may have already liked it, but I'll go back and leave another comment if I didn't. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello and express my appreciation.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Oh, yes. And also, too, Lady Z, you know, PJ Dakota, I got to let you know, Lady Z, she's also very talented as well. She's a very talented violinist.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And she makes beats, too.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you travel?
Yeah, I can. I can travel. You know, with the whole COVID thing, it depends. But yeah, I really liked your music. The thing I liked about the video the most was like all the skaters is doing their thing. Like, there's just nothing like watching people skate. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
So
are you a skater or a past skater?
You know what? I can skate forward, and that's it.
I feel you on that. I feel you.
I can't dance or rotate on one foot, none of those tricks.
Right.
I mean, I can inline skate, old school skate, and ice skate forward. That's it.
See, you're doing more than I am. I'm sticking with the four wheels, and somebody better hold my hand.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm leaving
yes,
a comment
oh, yeah.
now.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yes. Definitely. And PJ Dakota, Lady Z, she does so many great things. She's a, you know, strong, prominent businesswoman. You know, she's also the SEO queen. You know, many things.
Works, again, like I say, I got a podcast show. I'd love to have you on my show. We'll talk about you playing that violin and anything else that you do.
Oh, yeah, I would love to come on your podcast and share what I do with your listeners. And you can come on my podcast, too.
That's done
yep.
deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a new year, and it's definitely, especially with Blacktopia, it's a collaborative community, right?
Yeah,
right,
I love
Jonathan.
Oh yes.
I've met so many cool people through Blacktopia, and so glad to meet you. And I definitely look forward to that. What are you planning on doing, like moving forward? I know you said you have an album coming out, and what else do you have cooking? What other projects are you up to?
Well, initially, you know, we got stuck with the pandemic, and so they shut everything down because initially we were planned on leaving for Africa in December, but they closed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as everything opens back up where we can fly, we got our passports and everything together, we plan on going overseas to actually promote the song. And I have other artists because I manage about maybe like, I won't say how many, but I manage a bunch of artists. And so we're all working on everybody's
mm-hmm.
album. I'm kind of the one that takes off and shows everybody what needs to be done, so everybody gonna follow suit. And we just coming out with several. I got like a compilation album. I got artists on. I got an all female CD that we working on. Oh wow, it's a couple other projects. So, and we got a beat page, Adrian Production beat page that's up because we make beats, so we sell beats as well. I got some plan on having some seminars. You know, I'm an artist too, but one of my passions is teaching artists how to deal with this industry. You don't know how many artists got music out right now and it's not copyrighted. They don't have their ASCAP, they ain't got their BMI, they don't have a sound exchange, they don't have Song Trust, they don't have Henry Fox, all this stuff. Some of it costs and some of it don't, but they don't understand. They need those things, and they'd be like, man, I've been doing this for years, and I ain't never made a dime, or if I did, it was only $20. Well, you didn't have all your things properly in place. So
right.
seminars and things like that to show them how to.
Yeah, that, you know, the technology behind the music industry is something that is very important to understand and have your registrations. Like, I have my trademark on my logo, Lady Z. I have my ASCAP, my BMI. I have that. Everything, all the music I distribute has an IRSC number and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely important. A lot of artists don't have that. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, yes. Hello. Yeah, everybody still there? Where we at? Uh-oh, PJ,
oh, okay.
Dakota's wrong.
Got real quiet all of a sudden.
Uh-oh. Well, PJ, definitely call back in if you – I don't know what happened.
PJ got
Hello?
Disconnected?
Yes, PJ got disconnected.
Here.
Definitely. Ladies,
yeah,
you welcome to hang out.
Yeah. So she was saying that, you know, she helps artists, you know, get their business together, and that's, like, super, super important. Like, you know, the Harry Fox, like, man, I'm not trying to pay Harry Fox. That's why I'm doing all original music or public domain music. But, you know, I think that's very important for artists to master that, because that's where the longevity is. You can't just put out music to be putting out music unless you're doing like a cover that already, well, I don't want to get into all that, but you can, you know, go on, use YouTube's license to do covers. But I think the best way is to, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's from a business standpoint, because you never know. I mean, look at Old Town Road. I mean, he bought a random beat and started pushing it online, and it just finally caught like wildfire. So you never know what music you put out will really take off. So you really should protect your intellectual property.
Oh, yes, true indeed. Yeah, you got to spit them gems to the, you know, to the listeners. Oh, here's PJ Dakota. She's back in now. PJ
hello,
Dakota.
Hello, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it just kicked
I'm
you
glad
off or something.
Back, PJ.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah, I was just saying that's good that you're helping artists, because a lot of artists don't understand the business. I've been on Clubhouse lately, and I've met, you know, a lot of different artists, and there really is no shortcut to success. And part of being a successful artist in the music industry is really protecting your brand, creating
yes.
a brand, making sure you have your trademarks and your copyright,
yes.
making
yes.
sure that you know, if you're going to do a sample or a remix or a cover and
yes.
distribute it commercially, make sure you pay Harry Fox
yep.
so you don't run into any issues.
Yep.
You know, it's important to have, you know, that IRSC number. So
yep.
you have that metadata on your phone so you get paid when it's spun online.
Yep.
And then you also want to make sure you submit your songs to Spotify to be reviewed before you release it, so you
yep.
can try to get on some playlists. But, you know, these are things that are super, super important. You know, one of the things that I'm passionate about is the fact that, you know, there's so many successful artists out there that really don't own their online reputation. And
yep.
I don't think it's right for, you know, artists to have, you know, Us Weekly or Wikipedia be the first website that pops up for their name after they built their brand. Why are these other websites? Why I run my company, the SEO Queen, to help artists, you know, claim their reputation online. So that's
right.
the cost of a Birkin bag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's good that you're doing that, PJ. What other projects are you working on?
We are currently got a couple of scripts that we've written that we want to pitch to Netflix. Got a couple of other projects I can't even talk about that's in the works. Got an opportunity to be in a couple of movies. But, you know, everything is just on standstill because of the pandemic. So, once the gates open, man, we're going to be busy from now until probably 2022.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I just want to say congratulations to you and thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lady Z. I'm going to throw some claps on it for you.
Yay!
Yes, definitely.
Thank you,
well, that's
thank
what.
You.
Oh yes, you're welcome. My pleasure, and thank you as well. Yes, these digital meet and greets is for us to connect. You know, that's what it's for. You know, so definitely get up and connect with PJ Dakota. We got another caller. Let's go ahead and take that call. Caller in the 470-458. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Ida Hudson, Jay. Hello, how's everybody?
Yes,
hello.
Ida Hudson. Yes. What's the clap?
JP,
yes.
I just wanted to tell you, I watched that skate video. I love the outfits. First, the red is popping. I love the color red, girl. You done that. And, oh,
like,
boy, what's coming down that street when he got that leg and he's sliding down in front of that Cadillac girl.
Right.
He done that. He done that. You're doing awesome things with that video, and you write the visual. They are really awesome. They are. And then, oh, boy, when you got the dudes, and then, oh, boy, in the black, he just come across the camera guy, and he just doing his little thing, too. That reminds me of back in the day when
I
used to go skating.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody loves to skate. Everybody
yeah,
likes
you.
Like to watch people skating.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some research on that. Man, if you guys only knew it, it's a million-dollar industry.
I believe it.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Cascade back in the day used to be popping, girl.
Exactly. Right, exactly. So
we're
trying to make some movement because what I end up learning, it's a culture. Like how we have our hip-hop culture, there's a culture in skating. And they be in their zone, like you saw in that video. They do what they do, and they mean that. And unfortunately, they don't really get paid like everybody else. You know, if they skate, and, you know, and their skating styles and things that they have made skating rinks popular, but they're not getting paid for that. So we want to change that. So this is the movement that we're going after with this song and future songs like this. Not just from my album, but other projects we're going to bring out, but really focusing on bringing the skating outside of the rink. It don't always have to be in the rink, and just get that out there because they just made breakdancing part of the Olympics now. And I'm like, dude, let's get these skates in there too. So, you know, it's a lot of work we got to do, but we're going to do it.
Wow, that's amazing. That would be awesome. I was just sitting here thinking too when you were talking about taking skating outside of the skating rink. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, wow, skating would be great in the Olympics.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to put that.
Black
y'all
women, we
here.
On the rise. Black women. I'm going to salute all my black women right now. We
exactly.
are really making major moves. We are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salute my black queen. Wow.
That's right,
Jonathan,
we're going to
get something
Ciao.
Like that in Blacktopia.
Yeah.
We
need a little skating club.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, we could make a post about it. Oh, Ida, by the way, you could make a post about it and see who bites. You know, we could promote and we could promote PJ Dakota's Let's Get Just Skate on the post as well and get
yeah,
to
I'll show
you
up,
know.
I'll be there.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that'll be awesome. Amazing.
Yes.
Do you have
is.
Any more songs out?
Yes, yep. All you got to do is type in PJ Dakota and about 3 more songs will come up that I've put out in the past. And as well as when you go to the videos, there's like 3 other videos as well. And the completed album will be dropping this month or like the first week of February.
Okay. when I typed it in, I just clicked on the first thing that popped up, and the whole thing really didn't pop up. It was just a couple of things, and it was some videos up under that one, but I've seen the landscape, so I clicked that one.
Right. So go ahead and join yourself with the mothers as well.
I will. I'm going to do that because I'm rocking with that, girl. I'm going to Bluetooth you to my car next time I go out. I'm going to be rocking that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I like that. I really like that.
Thank you. Make sure you call in your radio stations and start requesting it.
Oh, yes, definitely. You keep on continuing doing great things.
Thank you, I will.
With your state of movement, I'm in Georgia. If you ever want to bring something to Georgia, holler at me, and I'll be all
will.
In.
Yes, I
definitely.
Will. We plan on coming here. Yep.
Hit me up when you do. I'm not far from Atlanta anyway.
Okay, cool. Yes, we'll make it happen.
Right, after the COVID, of course.
Oh, of course.
My bad. But I just wanted to chime in and say I like the song. It reminded me of my childhood in Cascade up in Atlanta. And you're doing wonderful things. The outfits, keep on styling, girl, because you're doing that. Whoever your stylist is, keep them.
Thank
they got
you so much.
Good
I let them know.
Yes, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. And Jonathan, yes, I'm up tonight. I'm surprised at myself. I'm up.
Yes. Definitely. I'm glad you're up to catch the digital meet and greet and check out PJ Dakota's Just Skate.
You know what? You promoted her so well. I mean, the promo you did on that meet and greet, you really put a whole lot of effort into this one. Like you do all of them, of course. But it like this one, I just kept seeing this one, PJ Dakota. Okay. So I'm going to check this out tonight. So. It was everywhere. Every time I clicked on that, what I saw. A couple of people had shared it, too, so it went down my wall on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it hit you. That's what I do. Yeah,
right. So, PJ, tomorrow I'm going to make a post about skating. And if you don't mind, I would like to include your video.
You are more than welcome. Please do.
Thank you. So when you check it out tomorrow, it'll be something interesting because tomorrow is Funny Friday. You're going to have a little humor with it, but I'm going to make sure the thing, you know, it sticks to the skating thing and all that.
Cool.
Yes.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Funny Friday, right, Jay?
Yep, it's Funny Friday tomorrow in Blacktopia.
That's right. Oh, and I can put her in the media blast, too. I can do both.
Yeah. Put in the Media Blast Facebook group as well. Yes.
Definitely. I'm going to do that. Y'all have a great evening. It's way past my bedtime. I just want to speak to her, tell her great things, a little red outfit. I'm going to keep on talking about the outfit. By the way, what did you buy?
We actually had a maid.
Man, can I get one? Tell her, Jay, I'll order some stuff real quick.
All right, let Jonathan give me your contact number. We'll get something to you.
Yes.
Jonathan, you have my number right. Can you pass it along to her?
Yes, I'll definitely do it.
Because I want one of those outfits. I really do.
Yes. Yeah, I'll definitely.
See, girl, you promoted skating and clothing. See, you bad,
I know,
honey.
Right?
You a good woman.
Yes.
All right, then I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all have a good night. And thanks for bringing
me
on, Jonathan. All right. Good night.
Definitely. Thank you, Ida. All right. I guess that's all the callers that we have for tonight. Anybody want to slide something in right fast, just press 1 or just call 929-477-3872 and then press 1. You know, you got to hurry up. We're about to wrap it up. You know, I think it's past everybody bedtime, you know. Yeah, we're getting old. Anyway, but yeah, we'll live forever, though. That's the trade-off. All right.
Okay.
Yes. JT, is there anything, any last-minute things you'd like to say?
Man, basically, PJ Dakota, you made this show epic by what you put in the atmosphere and all the energy and the labor that you put into your work. Everything is about to pay off. You're about to see everything that you've ever imagined and then some. Continue to put great things in the atmosphere. We look forward to your project dropping soon. And definitely here at the Digital Meet and Greet, we root you on to have all the successes possible. Just Gate is just the beginning. But what an impression and what a way to come out of the box with such a dope track. And we know it's nothing but great things that are upon you, and you're going to do solid stuff. I can't wait until, you know, we're able to get back out there and so people can see you live and in living color, doing your thing and performing and all the things that are out there to do when you put out such great work. I definitely can think by the end we get to 2020, you know, as we in 2021, you definitely going to be in demand and people are going to want to see you live. So get ready, because the PJ Dakota fan club and movement is underway.
I received that, and thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. PJ Dakota, is there any last-minute things you'd like to say?
Thank you to you guys for having me on the show. I have totally enjoyed my time here. Shout-out to my new fans that called in and everybody's been supporting me since day one, and I'm glad that everybody likes the song. I'm glad we wrote it and put it together, and everybody likes the video. You know, I'm glad we was able to touch on something, because this time that we're in right now, it just, man, we need something to make us smile and laugh, and I'm glad we was able to deliver that with this song and this video concept. And I hope to bring you guys more from this album, from the projects, and the artists that we plan on bringing out under my label and everything. And, yeah, let's just... Everybody just keep your head up and just continue to smile and you know, keep God first, and we're going to be all right. And just Gate.
Yes. Definitely, definitely. Thank you, PJ Dakota. It was a pleasure having you on, and it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and your music is a pleasure, and everything is great. And yep. And like I always say, you guys don't have to go home, but you get out. Damn. You guys don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night.
Peace.